A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
Is to move forward toward the future, toward the realm of brilliant light.
Go, go, go. Go to the future. Go, go, go. Go to Shangri-La. Go, go, go. Go to the mother. Go, go, go. Above the stars.
The world is but an inn where we sojourn for a little while. Let us quicken to a place of eternal peace within our soul, in the loving embrace of our merciful Father, and benevolent mother.
Go, 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 go to the father. Go, 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 go to the far land. Go, 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 go to the brother. Go, 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 go home together.
Our true home is heaven, a realm of everlasting harmony.
Go home.
Greetings, marvelous viewers. Today we're delighted to present an outstanding star on the American stage, Karen Ziemba, a multi-talented and award-winning artist. Miss Ziemba has for over two decades been highly lauded for critically acclaimed performances, combining acting, singing, and dancing. A true American treasure, she has also made many appearances in movies and television. With a genuine love for the arts, throughout the years, Miss Ziemba has shared her extraordinary gifts with an adoring public. Karen Ziemba was born in St. Joseph, Michigan, into a musical family. Her grandmother, Ms. Winifred Height, was a famed mezzo-soprano star of the New York City Opera. Karen graduated from the University of Akron with a Bachelor of Arts in Dance. In her sophomore year of college, she had joined the Ohio Ballet.
Broadway Theater in New York, New York is famous the world over for bringing some of the finest live performances of dramas and musicals to the stage. Ms. Ziemba made her Broadway debut as Diana Morales in A Chorus Line. This very popular show garnered 9 Tony Awards when originally produced. The Antoinette Perry Award for Excellence in Theatre, commonly called the Tony Award, is considered to be the highest recognition for excellence in theatre, comparable to the Academy Awards for movies. A Chorus Line has the distinction of being the 4th longest running Broadway show that has ever been staged. Later, she played the lead of Peggy Sawyer in the original 1980 Broadway production of 42nd Street, which won the Tony Award for Best Musical.
Her many subsequent wonderful performances have garnered the very gifted artist much recognition. In 1991, she received a Drama Desk Award for the Candor and Ebb Review and The World Goes Round. In 2000, Ms. Ziemba's performance as the wife in Contact at Lincoln Center Theater was awarded with the Tony for Best Featured Actress in a Musical, the Drama Desk and Outer Critics Circle Award. Ms. Ziemba has received an impressive 3 other Tony nominations over the years. On the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert in September 2010, Ms. Karen Ziemba shared with us about the journey of her artistic career.
You are a Tony Award-winning singer, actress, dancer. How did this all begin?
It's been a long road from winning the Tony Award on Broadway from where I started, but it's been a wonderful road. I've been very, very fortunate. My mother started me out as a ballet dancer when I was 6 years old, and I have continued it for, I'm not going to tell you how many years, but it's been a while. And because of my classical dance training, and I had vocal training, and I always loved music, sang music in church choir, in high school chorale, in college, and so I've always done a lot of different kinds of performing arts. And so my dancing really helped get me into the musical theater, and I've had quite a nice career doing musical theater on Broadway and beyond. So, and now I'm doing a lot of concerts.
Speaking of combining dance and musical theater, Chorus Line must have been amazing to be a part of. Really touched you about that.
A Chorus Line was my first Broadway show, and it was very appropriate in that it's about, you know, surviving in show business and being a dancer on Broadway. And when I did A Chorus Line the first time on Broadway, I was very young. I had just gotten out of college. I didn't know a lot about what these characters were going through, but then when I came back to A Chorus Line a few years later, because the show ran for so many years, I was able to come back to it. And they said, get Karen Ziemba, she knows the show. I came in and played a different role, but I was older at that point, and I understood what the show was about. And so the second time around, I really enjoyed it even more and realized what a beautiful show it was and how truthful it was about doing something that you really love and the sacrifices you make, but it's okay. If you're not enjoying it, you're not having fun doing it, no matter what it is, you shouldn't be doing it. But even if sometimes it causes you heartache, if you love doing it, you gotta do it.
What? What? What do I want? Ever since I was a little girl, there's only been one thing I want. I want what every little red-headed girl in America could want. I want what I have wanted from the first day I learned how to walk. I wanna be a rocket. I wanna dance until dawn. I wanna be a rocket. That's what my heart is set upon. I wanna be a rocket. I wanna hear the crowd roar. I wanna feel the magic when they scream for more and more and more and more. And
Karen Ziemba has also performed for the New York City Opera and in a number of New York City Center Encore's Great American Musicals and Concert Productions. Miss Ziemba talked about some of her favorite roles on stage.
You're considered a very versatile performer. What would you say are some of your crowning moments and the things that have meant most to you?
I would like to say, first of all, you know, the first, you know, Broadway show you ever do is momentous. One of my first major shows with the New York City Opera was a musical called 110 in the Shade, which I played a character named Lizzie Curry. It's based on the story The Rainmaker by N. Richard Nash, which was a play, and then a movie with Katharine Hepburn. I just love that character so much. It was one of my most favorite roles I've ever played. I won my Tony Award for a show called Contact, which was directed by Susan Stroman and written by John Wideman. And I played a wife in the 1950s. I would escape in my fantasies. The beautiful music would start playing, and this wife, who was very, very sad and very, you know, withdrawn because she was very afraid in life, she would hear the music and she would just dance, and everyone in the room would become part of her little scenario, like the waiter at the restaurant became her Prince Charming and would lift her like a ballerina. It was the real life of this woman and what she fantasized her life could be if she had a choice. It was a great role.
Running in place. All of my life I've been running in place. What cuts like a knife is the one that I trusted to help me run fast. Has left me behind, so I'm finishing last. And I find that my future's the same as my past. And I'm running, 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 running. Running in place. Struck by the notion I'm stuck in this space with no forward motion. After the struggling, the smiling, the scheming, I'm shaken awake and I find I've been dreaming. It should be goodbye time, but I'm spending my time running, running, running.
You've won one Tony and you've also been nominated for some others.
Yes.
What was it like to win such a prestigious award that you've worked so hard for all your life?
Winning the Tony Award was a validation of the work that I've done for many years. And it's also you're being welcomed by people that have admired you, but also are colleagues, because the people that nominate and vote are people from my business. So it's like they're saying thank you for your work, and it's also saying, like, you done good. When you win a Tony Award, a lot of it has to do with not just you and your performance, but about who you're playing, who's directed you, who your cast is. These are all parts of a play or a musical in the theater that makes your performance what it is. So it's a family affair, because somebody else is making you look good and you're making them look good. You're responsible for each other.
Dance with me, dance with me. Hold me as we cross the floor. Light as air, what a pair. Tell me, could heaven be anything more? Whirl around, twirl around. Follow me and soon you'll see. Fred and Adele never glided as well as we do when you dance with me.
Dance with me, dance with me. Hold me as we cross the floor. Light as air.
Tell me could heaven be anything more?
Whirl around and twirl around.
Follow me and soon you'll see. Fred and Adele never glided as well as we do when you dance with me.
The incredible Miss Yemba has also appeared on television in the role of Dr. Gould, Brian Dennehy's physician in Law & Order, and on film in The Producers, 2005, directed and choreographed by five-time Tony Award winner Miss Susan Stroman. Indeed, with an impressive record, Karen Ziemba has had the opportunity to work with many other notable performers.
Who are some of the leading actors that you've worked with, and can you share some interesting anecdotes about working with them?
One of my first leading men on Broadway was Jerry Orbach, who has passed on. Jerry Orbach played Lenny Briscoe on Law & Order for many, many years. Before he played that lead on Law & Order on television, he did many, many leading roles on Broadway in plays and musicals. So he was kind of like somebody I grew up, you know, admiring and wanting to be in the musical theater. And he was my first stage kiss on Broadway in the show 42nd Street. And then years later, when I was finally on Law & Order, he was in the scene with me, and he brought me onto the set and said, "Oh, this is my friend, Karen." And he just made me feel so welcome. And it was like one of my first TV jobs, so it was really nice to be there with him. I felt safe. And I was directed in a film by Alec Baldwin, who now is on 30 Rock and has done many films. He's terrific. He's a wonderful actor, but he's also a really good director. And I'd like to see him doing more directing, film directing, because I think he's got a knack for it. But he's a funny guy and just really talented, very, very bright man. Also, a gentleman that I worked with recently on Broadway in a show called Curtains by Candor and Ebb, David Hyde Pierce, who played Niles on Frasier, played the lead in Curtains. He is one of the most wonderful men I've ever met. Just a lovely, lovely soul, but generous, but an incredible actor and an incredible comedian. Just a great guy, and just was so good to his cast. He was somebody great to look up to, who really led our company, like the captain of a ship. Just a fabulous man. So I've been very fortunate, some of the people that I worked with.
The extraordinarily creative Karen Ziemba has shared her God-given talent in performances for esteemed audiences such as for the then U.S. President Bill Clinton and First Lady Hillary Clinton at the White House in 1998 and at prestigious events at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
What's so wonderful about being part of those gala evenings is that you are in a room at the Kennedy Center and you are amongst some of the most incredible luminaries all around the world, musicians and singers and directors of film and people from the theater, people from the dance world, political luminaries from Washington, D.C., you know, the Walter Cronkites of this world, all these people, Clint Eastwood, you know, Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, they're all there. But what's so fabulous about it is that they all admire everybody else, too. They're all going like, "Oh, look, look, it's, you know, it's Sidney Pollack, it's this, it's that." You know, you see that going, "Oh, my God, there's Robert Redford." So it's everybody is in awe of each other, and we're in awe of them. And so it's getting all these people together, but it's for the arts. It's for honoring people for the things that they give back to make people happy.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be around the heart of it, New York, New York.
Siemba's melodious voice has graced many recordings. These include several original cast albums, as well as studio cast and live performances, and may be found in soundtracks such as And the World Goes Round, The Songs of Candor and Ebb, Cabaret Noel, A Broadway Cares Christmas, Steel Pier, My Favorite Broadway, The Leading Ladies, The Most Happy Fella, and more.
I have been recording a CD incrementally over the years, with a wonderful producer from London, John Yap, who said, Karen, you know, who do you emulate? Who are people that you'd like to sing? The first album that I started working on was a lot of the songs that Mary Martin, who played Maria von Trapp and Peter Pan on stage, she, in the 50s and 60s, was like the golden girl of Broadway. And we have similar qualities, similar voices, and the kind of roles she played were the roles that some of them I did play and would like to play. And so we started doing the Mary Martin's Broadway. That's the first project. That's a musical theater type album. I'm going to be doing my first one-woman show by myself in Cape May, New Jersey, which is a beautiful town. It's really a lovely place.
So you're actually doing your own headlining show?
Yes, and I've been working on it for a long time, but you really have to take time and really decide this is what I'm going to do, because it takes time putting together the music and deciding what really means something to you, what you want to do, and what's appropriate for you, too. I have to find what's right for me and what actually has resonance to me.
On top of all of these other accomplishments, you're also a voiceover. You record audiobooks for some very prestigious publishing houses.
Yes, I do. I have done many audiobooks for Simon & Schuster, Macmillan, and HarperCollins. And I really enjoy that because it's about the story you're telling with just your voice. It's just the different characters that you play and how you change your voice according to whether you're playing a man or a woman or a child or an old person or a villain or a cop or whatever. You play all different kinds of characters and tell stories. I think people enjoy listening to audiobooks, like when you're driving. It's a great way to pass the time, especially on a long trip, I think.
Change my life. Oh, you bet I'm gonna change my life. After all these years of moving, I'm heading home. 12 Ocean Drive, right by the shore. Not many rooms, it only has 4. But for now, another marathon, another dead on my feet. Another time clock to beat, bruise on my shin, desperate to win, just like it's always been. 12 Ocean Drive, right by the shore, is the palace I've been longing for. One last marathon. One last marathon. Just one more. For the sound, I'm willing to ride. There's the Ferris wheel, a miracle, that circle of steel. It's funny how nervous it's making me feel, yet willing to ride. This time, although I'll do it, I swear it's the last time I'll ever put
through it.
During the path of her exceptional career, Miss Karen Ziemba was introduced to the art and poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Miss Ziemba joined in portraying the universal theme of love as expressed by Supreme Master Ching Hai at the Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace.
Hosted by Vegan's 4-time U.S. basketball NBA champion John Sally and CNN and CBS legal analyst and attorney Lisa Bloom, with Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts as guest speaker. The dazzling event premiered awe-inspiring songs adapted from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry by eminent American composers, including 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasher, Oscar and Emmy winning Bill Conti, Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe, and Oscar and Grammy winning David Shire. The vibrant event also featured the exuberant performances of Emmy winning and Tony nominated singer-actress Liz Callaway, multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna Lewis, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester, Tony Award-winning singer and 4-time Grammy nominee Melba Moore, Grammy-nominated vegan singer and producer Kashif, and many talented others. Before an audience of esteemed individuals at the concert, with all her heart and soul, Ms. Ziemba gave a moving performance of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, It's Not Easy to Go, which had been set to music by maestro Bill Conti, as well as When You Said You Love Me, also set to music by Bill Conti, with accompaniment by jazz composer Mr. Bill Cunliffe and flutist Mr. Robert Flockhart. As a grand finale to the concert, Karen Ziemba, along with Melissa Manchester, Melba Moore, Liz Callaway, Kashif, and vegetarian lyric soprano Leah Allers, sang the inspiring song Let's Love, set to music from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem by the renowned Al Kasher.
Hello everyone, I'm so proud and honored to be singing the words tonight of Supreme Master Ching Hai. They're beautiful, beautiful poetry, and I hope she enjoys the music which has been written to accompany her lovely words. Thank you.
There's a blackbird lonely on the roof. There is a storm weighing down my heart. There is a feeling cold as winter night. There is a drop of snow falling softly in my mind. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to decide. There is a far place where I want to go, but there is pride which stops me doing so. It's not that easy to decide. I was leaving for the door, but wondered why I looked back once more. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's not that easy, you know. I want my freedom, but I love you so. I want to stay, but I'm just too bored. There is memory refusing to fade, restless all the day, sleepless all the night. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to decide.
Supreme Master Chen Kai has expressed that Ziemba's voice is so awesome and that she enjoyed so much, with impressed admiration and love to the music and to Ziemba the Lovely.
Miss Ziemba shared her profound observations about the experience of singing poetry written by Supreme Master Chen Kai and her reflections on the elegant jewelry creations of Supreme Master Chen Kai.
I'm very happy to be here singing Supreme Master Chen Kai's beautiful lyrics, her poetry that's been put together with some wonderful music, and we're having a wonderful time. I'm wearing Master Chen Kai's beautiful necklace that has sapphires and diamonds and gold. And when I first put it on, I was not sure. I thought, can I carry this off? It was so beautiful and large, but it lays very flat on the décolletage, and it's very comfortable. I almost don't feel it, and it's just beautiful. I feel sort of like Nefertiti, some kind of princess. It's very beautiful. It's interesting. I think that Master Chen Kai has many different facets. She opens herself up to and respects the world and nature and human beings and everybody in it. She has a very soft, sweet, loving side, but she's also an artist, and I see with the lyrics that she writes, the poetry she writes, she understands what it's like to be sad and to be a survivor and to bring herself out of that. And when I see her jewelry, I say that this is someone who has a flair for wit and for the mysterious. It's got these lines that are not symmetrical. They're not like perfect. And I think that's what the way human beings are. And that's the way this world is, and you just kind of have to go with that flow, you know, like river. That's what I like about this, like a tree has branches that go a certain way. I see her as this very interesting artist, but also when I sing her words and read her poetry, she's got so many different lives going on inside of her, and she's giving it all away and sharing it and trying to get everybody else to share it and give it away. You know, and respect each other and to honor each other and everything else around us. And how do we do that? Well, that's our quest.
So what kinds of aspirations do you have for the future? You've accomplished so much already.
My aspirations for the future are just keep doing it and enjoying what I'm doing and giving back and influencing other people who want to do what I do in a positive way. And just getting better all the time. And I think as we get older, we get better if we keep working at it, but also enjoy it deep down, really enjoy it. And you enjoy things by surrounding yourself with other people who also enjoy it, but who also are supportive. And you are supportive of them. As far as the performing arts, for me, I learn so much from other people. It's about listening and keeping an open mind and keeping your ears open. And keeping your heart open and not being afraid to make a fool of yourself, especially when you're up on stage. It's like you just got to go for it. You have to trust that making mistakes is okay. And you fix them or you evolve, always evolving, you know.
April 10th, 2011, a book premiere concert at the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts in California, USA, was a special gathering of distinguished performers, government dignitaries, and the public to honor Supreme Master Ching Kai's newest poetry collection, The Love of Centuries. Miss Karen Ziemba gave a solo performance of Old Lover and a duet of It Is Not So My Love with Emmy nominee Mr. Doug Katsaros. From poems written by Supreme Master Ching Kai in her youth, these songs were adapted into music by two-time Oscar-winning composer Mr. Al Kasher. Ms. Ziemba also performed Please Wake Up alongside critically acclaimed performing artists Denise Donatelli, Margie Evans, Georgia Fomenti, Doug Katsaros, Trina Parks, Joy Valencia, Kerry Walsh, and a multicultural choir from the Supreme Master Ching Kai International Association. This powerful song was set to music by Oscar and five-time Emmy Award winner Mr. Bill Conti from the moving verses written by Supreme Master Ching Kai. At this event, Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba expressed her deep admiration for Supreme Master Ching Kai.
I think she's an enlightened human being, and she has had a calling, and she is fulfilling that. And the rest of us are benefiting from that and learning from that and wanting to take her lead. She's just telling it like it is. And also, she's a wonderful poet, and the fact that she loves music so is makes me, you know, love her even more. She's just assembled an incredible group of people, and they just want to be with her and want to live the same way she lives, because it is noble, and it makes you feel good about yourself. And if you feel good about yourself, then you just like pass that around.
Supreme Master Ching Kai conveys her warm regards for singer Karen Ziemba. I feel her love so real and so sincere. I'm so honored to be loved like that. Thank you, Ziemba. We'll always remember you and pray for your best. Ching Kai.
Our thankfulness, Ms. Karen Ziemba, for your dedication and kind heart in sharing your extraordinary talent with the world. May heaven continue to bless you with the joy of creativity and ever more success. In our program today, you've enjoyed this song, Go, 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 with music, lyrics, and vocals by Supreme Master Ching Kai. Following that, we heard I Wanna Be a Rockhead, music and lyrics by Al Menken, Running in Place, Dance With Me, and Willing to Ride, music by John Kander and lyrics by Fred Ebb, New York, New York, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, with vocal performances by Karen Ziemba and Gregory Harrison. Concluding the program was the song It's Not Easy to Go, a poem written by Supreme Master Ching Kai in her youth, music by Bill Conti and vocals by Karen Ziemba, performed at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. A special interview with a Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba by Supreme Master Television was also highlighted.
Oscar and five-time Emmy Award winner Bill Conti is one of Hollywood's most sought-after composers and conductors for both film and television. Mr. Conti has been the music director of the internationally televised Academy Awards for 19 times, a record achieved by no other artist in his field. In 1989, he was honored with a star bearing his name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Bill Conti won an Oscar for the Best Original Score for The Right Stuff, and received two Oscar nominations for his songs in the James Bond picture, For Your Eyes Only, and the Academy Award-winning Best Picture, Rocky. He has scored over 70 feature films, including The Thomas Crown Affair, Private Benjamin, Broadcast News, Baby Boom, Rookie of the Year, The Adventures of Huck Finn, and three The Karate Kid films. His compositions have sold well over 8 million albums.
For his immense talent and creative contributions, in 1995, the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers recognized Mr. Bill Conti with the Golden Soundtrack Award for Lifetime Achievement.
I know of the powerful words and design and good works that Sima Ching Hai has done, it became much more exciting for me to be a part of a concert for a cause that is more than worthy. I mean, I do concerts regularly, and the cause is to play music. And this one is to play music with a tremendous intention of bringing peace to the world. Can't think of anything better.
In December 1998, during the One World of Peace Through Music concert, organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA, which has been home to internationally renowned award shows such as the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Emmys, Mr. Bill Conti was presented with gifts from Supreme Master Ching Hai in appreciation of his soulful music. Leonard Bernstein was born in Lawrence, Massachusetts, USA in 1918. He was an American conductor, composer, lecturer, and pianist. Among the first conductors born in the U.S. to receive international acclaim, he was the famed director of the New York Philharmonic and conductor for many world-class orchestras. Mr. Bernstein also composed celebrated music for West Side Story, Candide, and other Tony Award-winning works.
John Kander was born in Kansas City, Missouri in 1927. An acclaimed composer and lyricist, he is the recipient of 4 Tony Awards. Mr. Kander has scored the music for popular films such as Cabaret, Kramer vs. Kramer, and Madagascar, and for numerous television series.
Fred Ebb is an acclaimed musical theater lyricist, writer, composer, and director. Mr. Ebb is the recipient of a Tony, Grammy, Emmy, Olivier, and Kennedy Center Honors Lifetime Achievement Award. In collaboration with John Kander, the two became one of the most successful songwriting duos in American history. The team also wrote scores for well-received films such as New York, New York.
Alan Menken was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1949. Mr. Menken has composed the scores and lyrics for many popular musicals. His efforts have garnered him 8 Oscars, 4 Emmys, and many other awards. He also co-wrote the musical score for lauded animations such as Walt Disney's The Little Mermaid, Pocahontas, Aladdin, and Beauty and the Beast, among others. Mr. Menken has been credited with reinvigorating both the Broadway musical and animated film.
Born in New York, New York in 1917, Ms. Betty Comden had a 6-decade illustrious creative partnership with Adolph Green. The celebrated duo wrote the lyrics, libretto, and screenplays for some of the most famous Hollywood musicals and Broadway shows of their time, such as Singin' in the Rain. They also collaborated with other esteemed musicians, such as Leonard Bernstein. Ms. Comden and Mr. Green received 7 Tony Awards and were nominated for another 5.
Adolph Green was a writer, composer, and actor who achieved phenomenal success in his creative partnership with Betty Comden. Together they wrote the lyrics, libretto, and screenplays for movies which became classics, such as Singin' in the Rain. The fabulous duo received 7 Tony Awards and was nominated for another 5. Mr. Green was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1980 and the American Theatre Hall of Fame in 1981.
Gregory Harrison was born on Santa Catalina Island, California in 1950. In 1976, Gregory had a guest starring role in the very popular television series, MASH. Since then, he has appeared numerous times on stage, screen, and television in a diversity of lauded parts. Furthermore, Mr. Harrison is a producer, director, songwriter, and singer. Also concerned about the environment, Mr. Harrison was one of the first members of Surf Rider Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting the world's oceans, waves, and beaches.
We'll be right back. splendid viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry, honoring the great singer Karen Ziemba. Several CDs featuring her exquisite voice are now available on www.amazon.com. For more information on Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, please visit www.karenziemba.com.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Vegetarian Elite. May the melodies of the celestial sphere soothe your heart and elevate your spirit. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.